A flag flap is erupting at some Legion branches on the eve of Remembrance Day in some communities. While officials at Branch 34 of the Royal Canadian Legion in Orillia say the Canadian flag will fly during Thursday's Remembrance Day service, it will do so briefly. It will be raised at daybreak and we will bring it down to half-mast once the bugler starts playing the last pas ti, said Rob McCron, an official with the Orillia Legion. It will stay down until we get word we can put it back up, said McCron. But Barrie's Royal Canadian Legion Branch 147 is taking a different approach. Their flags have been at full mast since Monday and that's where they will stay past Remembrance Day. Many flags across the country have been lowered to, and stayed at, half-mast since last spring to honor Indigenous children who died at Canada's residential schools. Once we put them up again after the Remembrance Day ceremony, we're leaving them there, Fern Tyfer, first vice president of Barrie's Legion branch and its veteran service officer, said. We're not being disrespectful in any way, shape or form. We're just carrying on with our normal day-to-day duties, he said. I'm Indigenous and yes, we understand the plight, the whole thing, Tyfer said. But the Barrie Legion has decided that, you know, it's been long enough. The plight is there, we get it, but we are going to carry on with our day-to-day routine. And I've talked to a lot of elders and they tell me, they say, it's enough, it's time. That decision does not sit well with Jeff Minogue, a former chief of Beausoleil First Nation on Christian Island, who is the superintendent of Springwater Provincial Park, a regular columnist on Indigenous issues for Orillia Matters and a veteran of the Canadian Forces. That's unfortunate, Minogue said of the full staff flags at the Barrie Legion on Ferris Lane. There's a lot of reasons why I don't belong to the Legion. There's another one. Barrie Native Friendship Centre, BNFC, Executive Director Samantha Kanashameg noted the residential school tragedies are ongoing. I think it is pertinent to consider that there are still remains of children to be uncovered and recognized, she said. Tyfer said what Barrie Legion is doing is in line with Dominion Command's flag protocol. When asked if that decision can be made locally, he said, yes, absolutely. Pamela Sweeney, executive director of the Royal Canadian Legion's Ontario Provincial Command, said by email that its recent discussions with Indigenous leaders reconfirmed support of Legion ideals around honoring all veterans. Dominion Command is raising the flag at the National War Memorial in Ottawa before the Remembrance Day ceremony and then lowering it again to half-mast, she said. They have recommended the same of Legion branches across Canada. The flag at the national ceremony will remain lowered until sunset and will then be presented to the Silver Cross Mother, Sweeney said. It will be up to individual branches to decide if they wish to follow the advice of Dominion Command or keep the flag at half-mast after Remembrance Day. All Legion branches were also informed October 29 that, after Remembrance Day, commands and branches may opt to lower their flags once again as part of the continuing expression of recognition of Indigenous communities, but this will be an individual command and branch decision. BNFC leaders say they are fine, however, with raising the Canadian flag to full mast as part of honoring veterans on Remembrance Day. We understand the need to raise the flags to lower them for how historically we have handled the Canadian flag on Remembrance Day, said BNFC President Sonny Robbins. There were many Indigenous people who fought in the wars, Kanashameg said. We consider the ceremony to honor our veterans involves raising and lowering the flag in order to recognize the sacrifice made by all veterans. We honor and respect all those who have served. We must also continue to honor and remember the children who died at residential schools until all are found, she added. Minogue has also said he's fine with raising the Canadian flag to full mast, then lowering it again for Remembrance Day ceremonies. I think that's appropriate. It's part of the ceremony, he said. They should be lowered and then raised again for Remembrance Day. That's part of reconciliation, to acknowledge one another in that way and then to allow each other to continue on in our own ceremonies, Minogue added. Flag protocol for Remembrance Day comes from Legion Dominion Command. It states that outside Canadian flags flown at branches or cenotaphs where a Remembrance Day service will occur will be flown at full mast until the playing of the first note of the last post, and then lowered as per custom. The flags will be raised to the full mast position on the first note of rouse and remain so during the playing of the royal anthem and march past if applicable. Canadian flags referred to above are to be lowered to half mast following the Remembrance Day service for the remainder of the day. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau requested the lowering of the national flags after ground-penetrating radar detected what are believed to be the remains of 215 Indigenous children at a former residential school in Kamloops, BC. It's estimated more than 4,000 Indigenous children died while being forced to attend the church-run, government-funded institutions, where thousands more suffered physical and sexual abuse, neglect and malnutrition. The Royal Canadian Legion has indicated it would raise the flag at the National War Memorial on Remembrance Day morning before lowering it again during a scheduled ceremony to honor the dead. The flag will then be presented to this year's Silver Cross Mother, who represents mothers of the soldiers who died in military service. The Legion has recommended branches across Canada hoist the flag before their individual ceremonies, but a spokeswoman says the decision to do so is up to them. The Legion has the power to control what happens to the flag at the National War Memorial that day, because it is in charge of the annual ceremony at the site. After November 11, it's again up to the government to decide at what height the flag flies at the memorial. With files from Dave Dawson, Canadian Press.